Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli government says there are now more Jews living in Israel than there are living in the United States. And this has a prophetic significance. That's the headline. David Wilder will join me at this broadcast table in a moment to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I was noticing there was an article that one of the Israeli cabinet members had said it has happened. Now Israel has more Jews, more Jewish population in Israel itself, more than the United States Jewish population. As I remember, about 6.6 million Jews living in Israel, and in the United States, 5.7.
You know, I was thinking about it after I saw that article, and you know, it has an upside and it has a downside. It has an upside because, of course, we really want more people to come live here in Israel. We want the Jewish community to continue to grow. It's growing because people are coming to live here from all over the world, and it's also growing because we have a very high birth rate. On the other hand, there's a downside. You know, what's happening to the American Jewish community? And the major issue there is not that they're all leaving to come here, but there's a tremendous amount of assimilation, and people are forgetting that they're Jews, and that is, of course, something that's negative. We'd prefer that the Jewish identity remain.
I understand that God's word really is commanding all Jews to move to Israel ultimately. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. The reason, you know, when we talk about in the five books of Moses in the Torah, the second book is that of Exodus. The Jews were taken out of bondage, out of slavery in Egypt, and the primary reason for that was to bring them to the land of Israel. There had been a covenant made with patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, to bring the Jews back into the land of Israel, and this is where we belong. This is our home. This is our homeland. This is definitely where Jews should be. We're seeing a continued growth of the Jewish population here, and I have no doubt that in the coming years, in the coming decades, we'll see a continued growth. People will continue to come here, and I think the time isn't too far away when that article we'll see in the press won't just be that there are more Jews in Israel than the United States, but we'll very soon see that a majority of Jews in the world live in Israel as opposed to in the diaspora. That will, of course, be a very important turning point in our history. I hope that I'm privileged to live to see that day.
David Wilder with insight about the expanding Jewish population in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David Wilder said he wants to see the day when almost all Jews are living in Israel. That day is coming according to the prophetic word of God. Ezekiel chapter 37 says that Jews will regather to God's promised land. That's verse 7. Verse 8 says a Jewish nation will be restored. Both of these prophecies have been or are being fulfilled today. The Jewish Messiah is coming back to earth very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...